Hey everybody, welcome to episode 116 of the Sales and Presentation Podcast. My name is Trevor Lee. On today's show, I've got with me Ali Glover. Ali is the Program Director of Unlocking Potential, an organization that helps businesses get started and helps businesses grow and helps graduates get jobs in those businesses as well. So you're going to really enjoy the show with Ali. She's full of enthusiasm, Ali, and she's got great advice as well. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get straight to Ali. So welcome everybody to the show. Now I've got with me Ali Glover. Ali is the Program Director at Unlocking Potential. So Ali, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Delighted to be here with you.
Great stuff. Now Ali, I do know a little bit about Unlocking Potential, but I imagine most of our listeners don't. So do you want to just tell us a little bit about you and then maybe what on earth Unlocking Potential is up to these days?
Sure. Thank you, Trevor. Well, I'm a good old Cornish girl, Trevor, and I would like many young people had to head away after school and college to go to university, and never really expected to come back. So after a business degree, I headed up to and started to live in Bristol. That's where I got my kind of my most significant job, which was with Rentokil Initial. So a giant global business services organization whose massive focus was to improve profit every year by 10% forever. So I had a baptism of fire into business, and I have to say, absolutely loved it. And for 15 years, I had a number of different roles across lots of different divisions of Rentokil. It wasn't just a rat catcher. I learned how to sell. I was a sales manager for many, many years. I held the job title Enthusiasm Monitor. I was a sales trainer for a long time. And ultimately, I was a branch manager. So I ran a £3.5 million business with £1 million profit requirement, and absolutely loved it.
Can I just interrupt and say, did you just say you were the enthusiasm monitor at one point?
I was indeed. We had an amazing general manager, and actually the biggest thing when I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but back in those days, enthusiasm was just one of those hugely important things that kind of made or broke a salesperson, because we were selling pest control, washroom services, tropical plants. You had to be enthusiastic. So so I had that title, and absolutely loved it. But after about 15 years with Rentokil Initial, I'd started a family, and decided actually that probably my mission wasn't all about profit, because Rentokil was an enormously profit-driven organization and incredibly powerful across the world. Had gone through some major acquisitions that Rentokil actually bought a company twice its size when it bought Initial. So, I'd learned everything I needed to do through the corporate world and decided that it was time to come home to Cornwall and bring my family home and look to try and build a career here or to set up and run a business. So when we landed in Cornwall, like many hundreds of other people after the 9/11 challenge, which is nearly 20 years ago now, we had a blank canvas. We had 6 months where we were just gonna write business plans, work out what we wanted to do, and then completely by accident I opened up the West Briton. The University of Plymouth was advertising for this position with Unlocking Cornish Potential as a project officer, and I rang it, I read it, and it spoke to me. All of that stuff throughout my career, I've been passionate about people, about helping, about enthusing people. And so I started with Unlocking Cornish Potential. We had a tiny project with about 50 jobs to create, graduate level jobs to create. And I started on my own. And now, 20 years later, Unlocking Potential has at its peak employed 55 staff. We've run a whole series of European funded business support programs, both for individuals through ESF and for businesses through ERDF. So it's been a heck of a journey, but I've absolutely loved it because Unlocking Potential is about giving back.
Great stuff. Well, you know, that's fantastic. Now, where is Unlocking Potential at the moment then, and how is the current situation affecting what you're doing, Ali?
Sure. So we run a series of different programs for businesses of all stages and scales. So we run the Breakthrough Program, which is for new and early stage businesses and businesses up to the VAT threshold of 85K. And businesses don't have to be brand new. So quite often a business will get so far up to that VAT threshold point and get stuck. So our Breakthrough Program is all about helping people unlock that stage and, you know, either start and grow a really solid business with really firm foundations or be able to kind of catalyze that business on to the next stage. That's our Breakthrough Program. Our In Focus Program are for businesses that have got through that VAT threshold. So they're over 85K. They're going through that really challenging growth period up to 500,000. And that program is designed, again, to help people get through that challenging growth phase, really understand what growth looks like during that period, and really arm them with all the tools to be able to hopefully get through that period as slowly as possible, or as quickly as possible. Sorry.
sometimes it's not a bad idea to go slowly to
success. It's not a bad idea. And actually, for some people, it takes a long time to get to that 500,000 mark. So it can be a slow burn. And we're all about making sure that people are going at their own pace, that they're building the business that they want to build, they're building a business that's sustainable for the future. And then our Future Focus Program is about those businesses, 500,000 plus, who really need to, every single day, week, need to innovate, need to be looking to the future, need to be thinking ahead, seeing what's coming down the tracks in terms of trends and consumer behavior. So Future Focus is very much about that audience. So currently, those are the programs that we run.
Great. So, and I imagine sitting where you're sitting over the years, you must have had influence as an organization on a tremendous amount of businesses. And I'm sure sitting in your chair, I won't necessarily ask you to name them, but you must have seen some really fantastic businesses come through your programs and become brilliant businesses in themselves. And that must give you a huge amount of satisfaction.
Absolutely. I sometimes feel like I'm the proudest person in Cornwall because, you know, we've been going for nearly 20 years. We have helped to support nearly 2,000 graduate level jobs being created in small businesses. And when you go through, you know, all of our programs are underpinned by our graduate recruitment program. And when you go through a recruitment process with a business, when you're able to place a really highly skilled individual into a business, not only do you get to know that business really well, because you have to really understand what they're looking to do, their culture, how they work, but you're also building a relationship with the future talent within that business. So we see a huge amount of businesses. We see them all the way through that growth journey. But when I think about in the early days, you know, we've supported businesses and some of the most successful businesses in Cornwall, like Frugi, like Track Services, Finisterre. You know, all of these businesses we've worked with from almost day one, and, you know, to kind of be alongside them throughout their journey is incredible. And actually the stuff that excites me the most is the startup work, because we see so many, you know, probably every month or 6 weeks we're seeing 20, 25 new startup businesses, and it's so exciting to see those businesses on their journey. So I've seen a lot.
And I was going to ask you right now, we're recording this in June 2020. You know, the economic conditions, business conditions are very different to anything in the last 20 years, as you well know. So are businesses still starting up right now?
They are. In fact, last week we took 19 businesses through our four-day webinar-based startup program.
Wow.
So And you know, Cornwall's always been a great place to start a business, even in recession. And in fact, you know, I think if you can start and plan a business in recession, then you stand a really, really good chance of growing it and getting it off the ground. And at the moment, our programs are even more important than ever, that we're really able to make sure that those startup businesses are properly testing their market, being crystal clear about, you know, what their proposition is, who their market is, how their market is behaving currently, and maybe behaving in the future. Because, you know, we entrepreneurs take risks, but what we like to try and do is make sure as much as possible we're helping them to de-risk their journey, their opportunity, to really make sure that they've thought it through, they've worked it through, and it stands the best chance of success.
And I imagine there are people listening to this podcast who are thinking, I tell you what, I wouldn't mind opening a business, but it's probably not for me. So are you getting a real mix of people opening a business, people who've got big careers behind them, then going on their own, or people who just want to be their own boss anyway?
It's a massively broad spectrum, Trevor. Unfortunately, we are going to be going through one of the toughest times that Cornwall has seen in the next 3 to 6 months, because as the government furlough scheme starts to wind down, as business as usual, or as usual it's going to be, starts to come back up, I think there are going to be some casualties, and we know that there's going to be some very unfortunate casualties, and we know that the redundancy figures are going to rise. And actually, starting a business because you've been made redundant, what I always find interesting is most people that you speak to have got a business idea. Lots of people have a business in them, right. And you know, they just times like we're going through at the moment often catalyze that decision to go, do you know what, I'm going to do something about it. So we get a lot of people like that. So we get a lot of people that are starting up a business because they want to take back control over, you know, the situation they find themselves in. We get a huge amount of people that have done what I did, spent a long time in the corporate world, have a, you know, some really strong knowledge and skills around a market, and actually, you know, choose to take that time to run their own business, or build their own business. And they, you know, there are genuinely some opportunist people where they just spot that opportunity. They see that growing market. They anticipate that growing market, and they go for it.
And do you find when people come on your four webinars, your initial induction program, or whatever you called it earlier, do you think it's part of what you're doing is confirming in them some confidence to go ahead and do this? Because I can imagine there's a huge amount of self-doubt. I mean, I was kind of forced into it because I had a crossroads and I always wanted to do it. So it was relatively easy for me to do it 8 years ago. But I imagine for a lot of people, it's a kind of risk. It's a big decision. And I imagine there's a lot of confidence building from your end.
Absolutely. Every time we start a two-day workshop, and partly we're kind of missing a little bit of this by not doing it in the room, you have a bunch of very nervous people that are naturally worried about sharing their idea because, you know, they typically kind of built it up in their heads. They may well have spoken to friends and family about it, but actually what they're going to get in 2 days is that really constructive feedback. So yeah, we come in with a lot of very nervous people. We take them through a really structured program that helps them to run their idea solidly through a plan. And actually, so many of them, it does absolutely hugely build their confidence. You know, the classic case of somebody coming onto a two-day workshop is, I'm not a business person, I just love doing this thing. So, you know, there's this, and what they don't appreciate is that everybody starting a business isn't a business person at the beginning. You know, you have to learn, you learn to be a business person. And actually, you know, the most empowering thing about running a business is there's no rules, you know, it's your business, you decide. And as long as you've got a customer and a market, you know, you can run your business however you want to run your business. You know, that's massively empowering. So by the end of day two, we always do a kind of a circle at the beginning and a circle at the end where people kind of talk about how they're feeling now about taking their idea forward. And, you know, we give them the confidence to be able to do it. Or we give them the tools to say, before I do it, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and then I will decide whether I'm going to do it. And, you know, that's just as important.
Absolutely. And what a fantastic head start opportunity you are giving these people. As you say, most of them not thought of themselves as business people before, but just want to do this and push themselves and test themselves. And is it restricted just to people in Cornwall that you're dealing with, Ali, at the moment?
Currently it is, Trevor, yes, because we're using the Cornwall and Isles of Scilly Growth Fund, which is the, you know, the European programme for Cornwall. We have done some of this work throughout the wider southwest previously, but currently where we are in the European programme, our focus at the moment is just in Cornwall.
And you said about your second program in focus, where you're going from, you know, businesses to try and make that next leap forward, you know, the 85 to 500k bracket that you were talking about. So what are the challenges in that sector for businesses do you come across?
Sure. So it's really interesting. Once you've got businesses over the VAT threshold, and that in itself is a big decision for a business to make, because actually that's where you know, they have to decide to make that leap. You know, I often say to people, you know, are you sure and are you ready to make that leap? Because if your business is going well, if you're a happy little bunny where you are, then, you know, think really hard about the next step, because the next step takes a lot of huge amount of work, a huge amount of effort, in a lot of cases, a lot of heartache. And a lot of big decisions that people need to make, which they're often not very well planned. They haven't planned ahead. They haven't seen what it's going to look like. So our In Focus program is all about really testing the entrepreneur's decision to grow, being really, really getting them to be clear about what success looks like for them, and making sure that they are prepared to inevitably take on staff. You know, build their sales and their marketing strategy to make sure they're gonna be able to improve that revenue coming in, because it's a time of big decisions. It's a time of great worry when, you know, you're trying to build your business, you're employing staff, you're becoming responsible for other people other than yourself. So it's a huge decision. Lots of people fall at the first hurdle because they employ a mate from down the pub and it all goes pear-shaped. And they haven't planned ahead. They haven't imagined what it could look like and what it needs to look like. And our In Focus growth planning program is all about breaking that stuff down, having a look ahead, making sure that there's enough investment in the business, whether that's either through organic growth or, you know, choosing to bring some investment in to speed up that growth process, working out the entrepreneur's appetite for risk, you know, helping them to become really skilled leaders and managers. Because, you know, when you start to run a business, you know, so many people have never led or managed before. So that's all very new as well. So there's a huge amount of learning to do through In Focus. And we try to do it in a really humble way. We try to do it at the entrepreneur's pace. We try to help them build a business that's right for them. Help them to be really self-aware about where they need to grow and develop themselves, and hook them up with all the right people that can help them to build the business that is going to be right for them.
And, you know, I think the word that caught my ear there was learning, because I found that I am still learning all the time. And, you know, I've got quite a significant career behind me. And I think, you know, the challenge I see is that businesses have to keep learning. You have to keep learning to be a leader, don't you? And all this sort of stuff. So, is this, how do people get on these programs, Ali? If they're listening to this podcast now and they're thinking, right, this is, I want a piece of the action here. So what do they do next?
So they just need to go to our website, which is unlocking-potential.co.uk, and hit our contact page, where they will fill out a few boxes of information. We call it our expression of interest. Tell us a little bit about you, your business, what you're interested in doing, and one of our client services team will give you a call, get to know you a little bit better and understand what it is you need, and recommend whatever program is right for you.
And I know that you've got some events going on at the moment as well. Are they open to pretty much anybody, or how does
So part of our pivoting during lockdown, because so much of our work has been done face to face with people, with small groups or through events, we're running a series of Wednesday webinars where we're trying to come up with what we would call COVID-19 appropriate content for what businesses are going through today. So the webinar this week is about bringing people back to work safely. So we've got one of our health and safety experts talking through what that needs to look like. We've got an employment lawyer in from Stevenson Scown talking about the new furloughing scheme, and again how through that you can start to bring your employees back and build your business's confidence and your customer confidence back up. So that's the webinar this week. It's free and open to anybody throughout Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. We're more than happy on our webinars to have guests outside of Cornwall, but we just have to manage their expectations, because often we'll do some work in a webinar and people will then want to carry on and do some follow-on work with us. So unfortunately, anybody out of county won't be able to tap into that. But you know, the content is always really relevant. And as you know, Trevor, you ran a brilliant webinar for us a couple of weeks ago. We've learned very quickly how to run webinars. We try to run them how we operate on a day-to-day basis. They're friendly. They're full of useful information. There's great opportunity for people to talk and network. I'd even go as far as to say they're fun.
Well, I think, you mentioned that and I was delighted to do that and I had a great time. I really enjoyed it. But I think the interesting thing for me is that we've all got used to, in the last 11 weeks, to, well, 13 weeks by the time this podcast goes out, to have, you know, to use the new the technology that we all knew about, and we all said we would do webinars and all that, but we never did we really? You know, so fantastic.
And it's been brilliant that we've been forced to do it, because actually I think our whole delivery model, you know, we've moved our whole delivery model online, and I don't think we're going to go, we will go back. We're desperate to be able to sort of see people in a room again, and see people face to face. But, you know, we will truly run a blended delivery program. And, you know, that will be the one positive out of this, is that, you know, we've learnt to work flexibly, and you know, we're improving the environment by the way that we're working. We're actually, interestingly, our team have reflected on the fact that the work that we're doing online with clients, the quality is higher, because people have got time to focus and concentrate. And the growth plans that businesses are coming out with, the growth and recovery plans, are so much better than we've seen prior to being in this lockdown situation. So, you know, there's got to be some real positives that we will take from this.
I absolutely agree. And are you, I mean, you are a hugely enthusiastic person, Ali. So are you still head of enthusiasm monitoring then at UP as well?
Oh, I think I really am. And I, you know, my poor team, you know, I think probably that the hardest thing that they have to deal with is me saying, I've got an idea. but you know, luckily I've got a brilliant group of people around me that properly interrogate my ideas and make sure that, you know, what we're doing is the right thing. I like to and the thing that gives me my energy now, Trevor, is the brilliant work that businesses in Cornwall are doing. you know, the way that they're adapting, the way they're tackling this, you know, the way that I bumped into a business yesterday, brilliant business, just had been growing fantastically well, had really got to the point where, in his words, we've made it, Ali. We've got there, you know, after that kind of long journey. And then he said overnight, $500,000 was wiped off our bottom line. And they've had to have furlough half their team. They've still got half the team working, but they're really optimistic about the future because a lot of work that they're doing now, they're putting lots of bids in for, you know, really big organisations. And I know that they will bounce back. You know, if businesses were strong going into this, they are going to be able to bounce back. And if businesses weren't strong going into this, it's an opportunity and a time to spend time with organisations such as ourselves, such as Oxford Innovation, to reimagine what that business can be like on the other side and line that up with what those business owners want for the future.
Great stuff. Well, I'm going to put all the links that you've mentioned in the show notes. So if people are listening to this, they can go to the show notes and they can find your website and all about the events. And I guess I want to, you know, to say thank you, Ali, for you and your team on behalf of those 2,000 graduates and all those businesses that have benefited from, you know, the fantastic work that you and your team are doing. So it's been brilliant having you on the podcast. You know, keep that enthusiasm going and keep those ideas flowing. Because, you know, you're an integral part of helping businesses in, you know, in Cornwall, where you're based, get sorted and get over this and get ready for the future. So thank you for your time today. And thanks for everything you're doing for businesses in Cornwall.
Thank you so much, Trevor. I will pass that on to the team and they will be absolutely thrilled to have that feedback. So thank you.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, Ali. Take care of yourself. Everybody, that was Ali Glover, the Programme Director of Unlocking Potential. So I hope you really did enjoy that. There's some great stuff that they've been doing. And if you're based in their area in Cornwall and you're thinking of starting a business or you want to expand your business, then do follow the links in the show notes and get in touch with Unlocking Potential and they will be able to help you. If you're not in their area and you want some help with growing your sales or becoming better at presenting, then don't forget, I've got my Sharpening Your Business Skills series on my website now, Trevor Lee Media. You can download this series of 8 little videos all about sales and 8 little videos all about presentations, all designed to help you upskill during the current situation. Now, if you've enjoyed the podcast, it would be great if you could leave a review. I've just signed up to something that monitors reviews for me, so I'll be able to tell when you've left me a review. It also means I can give you a shout out and a thank you on the show. So somewhere on your podcast app or wherever you're listening to this, you'll be able to press a ratings button and leave a review and a comment. That would be fantastic. Got more shows coming up very soon. This show's gone out on a Thursday. I'm going back to the Monday every show routine at the moment. Just had a flurry of people who want to be on the show recently, which is why I've been going out twice a week for the last 3 weeks or so. So thank you very much for being a listener. It's much appreciated. I hope you enjoy the show. See you next time. Thanks very much.